right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up.
I'll get back to this in a moment, but over the weekend, AOC took the gloves back off in regards to her relationship with Nancy Pelosi. It's important to note this because AOC has been on her best behavior since they had a meeting here, what, a month ago? But over the weekend, she started tweeting again saying, listen, Democrats, if Donald Trump isn't impeached, it's as much our fault as anybody else, calling out her own. The silent acquiescence of the GOP Senate, then it's time for the House to act, she says. The GOP's silence and refusal to act should not be a surprise. Ours is. Basically, she's getting back in the arena and starting the arguments over impeachment again, in spite of Nancy Pelosi's questions and comments and conversations with AOC. The truce appears to be over. Trust me on this. It'll be asked by reporters today. Meanwhile, I want to get back to something that was said before the break, and that is talking about Mike Pompeo talking about Ukraine on the Sunday shows on Face the Nation. Was Mike Pompeo yesterday talking about Ukraine saying, listen, the problem isn't with this president. It's with Joe Biden. Bite number five with the Secretary of State. Bite five. Go.
I want to also ask you about Ukraine. The president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is publicly calling for an investigation by the Ukrainian government into Joe Biden, who is obviously a political opponent of the president. Is it appropriate for the president's personal attorney to be inserting himself in foreign affairs like this?
If there was election interference that took place by the vice president, I think the American people deserve to know. We know there was interference in the 2016 election. And if it's the case that there was something going on with the president or his family that caused a conflict of interest and Vice President Biden behaved in a way that was inconsistent with the way leaders ought to operate, I think the American people deserve to know that.
I believe they do as well. I believe the Secretary of State is spot on and accurate right there. We need to know. We deserve to know. In Iowa, for the first time, all the politics bubbling around Joe Biden and the questions about his competence really also bubbling to the surface. Elizabeth Warren taking the lead in the Des Moines Register Iowa poll for the very first time. She picked up 22% support in Iowa, Joe Biden at 20%. Bernie Sanders has fallen to a distant third at 11% in the latest Des Moines Register poll. This is a big move for Elizabeth Warren. So the question then becomes, did the Democrats put their faith in Joe Biden, a moderate, at least they hope so, a more moderate candidate whose ability to do the job is somewhat questionable, not by me, okay, by me, but by a lot of other people too, all right, by people in the Democrat Party. So you've got Joe Biden out there. Then, of course, you've got Elizabeth Warren, who is so far left, you wonder if anybody outside of Massachusetts could vote for such a, well, you probably get California and Oregon and Washington. Coastal support. But from the heart of America, support for Elizabeth Warren, don't bank on it. Don't bank on people saying, yes, we want to get rid of our health care. We want the government to take over 180 million plans and take the insurance away. We want union members to give up the insurance they've fought for. We want to pay a death tax, a wealth tax. We want to pay more in gasoline taxes. We want a Green New Deal that's going to bankrupt the nation. I don't see Americans going for that, in large part. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, man, was he fired up over the weekend. I mean, Joe Biden was so fired up over the weekend, he came out swinging at reporters, figuratively, not literally, but said he's going to beat the president like a drum and that Trump fears him. Let's enjoy it together. Joe Biden all fired up, all ready to go rumble. It's bite number one. Go.
Address single-issue voters who are pro-life? Yes.
Well, I'm going to say they should have an open mind about making sure that people have an opportunity to make their own judgments. There are a lot of decent, honorable people who have a different view than they do, and I think they should have the right to be able to have the access to the what the Supreme Court has allowed.
Mr. Vice President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
And so how do you know?
Let's talk about, here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? If that's what happened, that appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me.
Beat Trump like a drum. Here's the problem with Joe Biden's assertion that he never discussed any of Hunter's business dealings. And by the way, how many of these business dealings would exist if Hunter Biden wasn't the son of the vice president of the United States with direct access possibly to higher levels of the West Wing? Ask yourself that. The problem is that Hunter Biden, in a New Yorker article in 2015, talked about his father discussing with him his foreign business dealings, saying in part, Dad said, I hope you know what you're doing. And I told Dad, I do know what I'm doing. So they have discussed it, according to published articles in left-leaning magazines, The New Yorker. It was pointed out on Twitter by the Daily Mail U.S. political editor David Martasco. Here's the problem, said Martasco in a tweet. Joe Biden did discuss overseas business with his son Hunter at least once. And this is from New Yorker. And if he did it once, you're going to guess that he did it many times. That would be my guess. That would be your guess. So Joe Biden can think he's going to beat Donald Trump like a drum. Well, the question is, will he even be the candidate? The answer is probably not. It looks like Joe Biden's starting to fade. Joe Biden fatigue is setting in. Too many gaffes. Plus, the mainstream media doesn't want him to be the nominee. That came true about 2 months ago. They've been following through on that ever since. Now they're with Elizabeth Warren. How long does she stay on top? Well, stay tuned. We'll find out. Still to come today, we'll have the U.S. Agricultural Secretary, Tom Vilsack, will be here on the program. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday.